This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the April 20, 2012 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I will be reading synopses of articles on spinal cord injury and the cervical spine, published by JNS Spine today. Anatomical parameters of subaxial percutaneous transfacet screw fixation, based on the analysis of 50 computed tomography scans. A clinical article by Charles Milchtheim and colleagues. Cervical transfacet screw placement has been described in the literature. Transfacet fixation is uniquely suited for percutaneous applications because it is biomechanically equivalent to lateral mass fixation and does not require rods to immobilize the spine. Parameters for screw placement have not been well delineated. The present study used reconstructed CT scans with imaging software to assess the feasibility of percutaneous transfacet screw placement by analyzing potential entry angles, transfacet lengths, and sex differences at each subaxial level. Data demonstrated that the occiput would pose a significant obstruction to adequate screw placement at C3 to 4. The C4 to 6 level may better clear the occiput, but inadequate screw sizes at these levels may not afford adequate fixation. The use of curved or flexible instruments may help with clearance issues. Due to significant variation at each spinal level and between males and females, meticulous preoperative planning is required prior to undertaking the technique. Development of a large animal model to measure dynamic cerebrospinal fluid pressure during spinal cord injury. A laboratory investigation by Claire Francis Jones and co-authors. The successful translation of effective spinal cord injury treatments from laboratory models to patients is lacking. This may be partially due to differences in anatomy, physiology, and scale between humans and rodent models. One potentially important difference is the presence of a significant cerebrospinal fluid layer around the cord. While cerebrospinal fluid may cushion the spinal cord, its pressure waves may contribute to the primary injury. The objective of this study was to develop a model of spinal cord injury in a miniature pig and establish the feasibility of measuring spinal cerebrospinal fluid pressure during injury. A custom drop weight device was used to induce two different severities of contusion injuries to the thoracic cord. Cerebrospinal fluid pressures were measured by means of fiber optic pressure transducers. At approximately 100 millimeters from the injury epicenter, a small negative pressure peak followed by a larger positive pressure peak was observed. There were no significant differences in peak pressure between the two injury severities or between caudal and cranial transducer locations. The authors conclude that the miniature pig is an appropriate model for studying cerebrospinal fluid, spinal cord, and dura interactions during injury, and that with further development, this may be an appropriate spinal cord injury model to answer questions regarding pathological changes, therapeutic safety, or treatment efficacy, particularly where human-like dimensions and physiology are important. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the JNS this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.